Playhouse in the Morning.
Y94.
Zero, Rad and Maggie, the Playhouse in the Morning, Fargo Moorhead's morning show, Y94, the number one hit music station. Another shot at Crack the Code at 8:10 this morning, and 10 after every hour, clear till 7 p.m. So last week we had Allie in The One That Got Away. Now, to fully appreciate what she has to say today, you got to get kind of sped up. Maybe you didn't hear everything last week. Here's just kind of the progression of events with Allie.
Rewind! As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
My one that got away, his name is Kyle. We haven't spoken in about 7 years. We dated for about 3 years when we were a lot younger. And I was so sure I was going to marry this guy. He was like my first big love. We had so much fun together.
So what happened?
Well, he was that guy, right? You know, I said we dated when we were young, and we met too young, if that makes sense, you know? But everything was perfect. It was like the perfect storm. We were just too young for such a serious relationship, but we got to the point where it was like, you know, booper, get off the pot, you know? So we just kind of each decided mutually that while we cared a lot for each other and we probably could make it long term, we just were too young to even think about getting married.
So basically what you're saying is you guys wanted to get married to each other, but you broke up instead?
Well, yeah. Oh, boy, that sounds really stupid when you say that.
Now, the place she was at, she didn't even know. Like, does he even live in the area? Did he come back to the general area? And he doesn't live in Fargo, but he does live in Detroit Lakes. So we got a hold of this guy, Kyle, on Facebook, and we said, da-da-da-da-da, would you be interested? Basically, what's your status in life? And he says, well, I'm engaged. I live in DL, but I'm engaged. And here's that conversation with Allie.
He's engaged?
At least he claims he is. But I don't know how you want us to deal with that, though, if he's engaged.
Oh, wow. I guess I don't know either. I mean, did he say if he's happy?
Well, I mean, he's engaged, so I would assume so.
Well, I get that. But, you know, this guy, like, I mean, we were so sure, like, we were getting married, and we had so much fun, and we were so happy, and it was just an age issue at the time. So I don't know if he ended up with this girl as just sort of a replacement for me, because he thought maybe I'd moved on or wasn't ready. Like, part of me feels it wouldn't hurt to be just like, hey, Kyle, you know, I still care for you. I don't know if this is a serious relationship, but just so you know, I'm still here, and I still miss you.
You don't think that's kind of like a B move, though? Like kind of a itchy thing to do? Like, he's engaged. You get that, right?
If you told me he was married, I would have been off the phone already. But he's just engaged.
So with kind of following suit with Maggie, we're like, you know what? If you're going to further this conversation, that's all to you. We don't really want anything to do with that. The guy's engaged to be married. But if you have a conversation, you certainly go ahead and let us know how it turns out. And that's why we have Allie on the show today. So it sounds like you guys end up having a conversation. Now, how did that go from your point of view, Allie?
It was really good. Like, I really enjoyed hearing about what he's done with his life. It was so great to talk about the good old days and all the adventures and fun we had when we were together.
And he really is engaged.
Yeah, he is. He's engaged. He met this girl a couple years ago. He proposed last year.
And back off.
It all moved real fast, and even he admits that it moved really fast.
Did you guys talk about when the wedding was?
Yeah, it's this fall.
Okay, and Ed, is he clear, like, on the fact that you're interested? Like, did you make that clear to him?
I did, you know, and I'll be honest. He stayed on the phone a lot longer than an engaged man should have.
Really? So where did you guys leave things, then?
Well, I told him I understand that he's moved on, right? But I've never stopped thinking about him, and I'm disappointed that he's engaged. And he said sometimes he's disappointed too, and he feels that this could have been me had things just been a little bit different.
Do you guys have any plans to spend any time together?
Well, he didn't commit to anything. Uh-huh. I said I'd love to get a drink, and he said he's got a lot going on right now, but he loved hearing from me. So I feel like maybe there's a chance of getting some time with him when things slow down.
Okay, but did he say he wants to hang out with you or no?
Not really. Like, he again, like, basically said it'd be nice, but he's got a lot going on, but would enjoy catching up more.
Mm-hmm. Did he show any romantic interest at all?
Nope.
I don't know. Like, he felt flirty on the phone with me, but, you know, it's hard to say. It's phone, and, you know?
You know, to be honest, it sounds like he's kind of, I don't know, like ducking you a little bit. I mean, if you keep going with this, you realize that you're kind of being a little bit of a homewrecker.
But is it homewrecking if he agrees to it, though? Like, it's not like I'm going to show up outside his house and drag him away, but if he reaches out to me, is that so bad?
Yeah, it is.
You know, he knows I'm here, and he knows I'm interested.
I feel like if he says, I should be with you, I'm leaving her, you know, that's one thing. I mean, if he says, let's do something secretive and maybe I'll leave her someday if it works out, I mean, that's totally different. Then that is homewrecking. That's cheating. That's a whole different can of worms.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be a homewrecker. I'm not that girl. I just feel like this woman has something that's mine.
But she's the one with the ring on her finger.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't think he'd have that ring had I been around.
Right. You know what, Allie? I think we got all we need. Thank you. We appreciate it. It's been an interesting journey, but it sounds to me like you're getting the string along, and if you're going to keep just hanging in there, just waiting for the chance, like maybe he's going to leave her for me. That's entirely your decision, but now I'm going to take it a step further from when last time we talked. Maggie was like, well, we don't want anything to do with this. I'm going to kind of take that next step and say, we don't want anything to do with this to the point where I don't think we need to bother talking anymore because it's just sad.
Well, it's one of those, like, I feel like it's wrong entirely until somebody's in that scenario, and then for some reason they think it's different.
Now maybe it's okay because it's us.
Yeah.
Like, she would never even be with him had I been with him in the first place. So really, he belongs to me.
Oh, my Lord.
Was that kind of the logic there?
I think so.
She wouldn't have the ring had we been dating the whole time. Is that what she was trying to say? Was there a couple texts popped in? It looks like you got that pulled up.
Somebody said, I have a lot going on equals letting you down gently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's creating something that isn't there. He's engaged. Don't be that crazy lady. Like the movie Frozen says, let it go. More douche song nominations as well. And she thinks that she owns him. If anything, he needs to get away from her as fast as possible.
Yeah, certainly, and don't really want to spend too much time on it because I think we've kind of just as a room decided we don't like her.
No.
But certainly if there's any comments, real quick, 237 hits on Allie and her kind of her relationship, if that's what you want to call it, with Kyle.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.
Hit music new and now. One Republic, Love Runs Out. Zero, Rat, and Maggie, the Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. 7:28 in the morning, 54 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. And today going to be okay, sunshine, and a high of 72 degrees. Pretty much from the looks of it, rain-free until maybe Friday. Get a little bit of rain Friday afternoon, but the next couple days look all right in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So the one that got away was last week. And Allie was kind of the person trying to hunt down this Kyle guy. And we kind of lost interest once we found out he's engaged to somebody. She didn't, though. And she kind of gave us the update this morning. Here's what's going on there. Now, you don't have to listen to the show for too long to realize that if the three of us have a mutual hot button that you can push and make us kind of like not a fan of you, it would be cheating. And I think that's because it's a shared experience all three of us have had and a relationship gone horribly, horribly wrong. Or for one of us, a couple of those. So the fact that she is so adamant about being a homewrecker made us not really good friends pretty quickly. Now, she did end up talking to the guy in spite of the fact that he's engaged with somebody else and made it pretty clear that she's interested. Is he clear, like, on the fact that you're interested? Like, did you make that clear to him?
I did, you know, and I'll be honest, he stayed on the phone a lot longer than an engaged man should have.
Really? So where did you guys leave things then?
Well, I told him I understand that he's moved on, right? But I've never stopped thinking about him, and I'm disappointed that he's engaged, and he said sometimes he's disappointed too.
I feel like if he says, I should be with you, I'm leaving her, you know, that's one thing. I mean, if he says, let's do something secretive and maybe I'll leave her someday if it works out, I mean, that's totally different. Then that is homewrecking. That's cheating. That's a whole different can of worms.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be a homewrecker. I'm not that girl. I just feel like this woman has something that's mine.
But she's the one with the ring on her finger.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't think he'd have that ring had I been around.
Mm-hmm. Now, this guy, it sounds like, was very noncommittal when she was pushing to actually meet up and spend time together, though the one kind of suspect thing that it sounds like came out of his mouth, supposedly, is if he actually was like, yeah, sometimes I'm disappointed I'm engaged, now I don't like you either. Now I have some dislike for each of you. Write some of those texts.
Homewrecker, homewrecker, homewrecker. Somebody else says, be the better person and let the whole situation go. No matter what happens in this, you will be the evil person. He leaves her and you were the one who manipulated him out. He stays with her and you are the evil bee who tried to break them up. Stop it and get out. Now, somebody else says, if what she is doing is okay, why doesn't she do it with his fiance right there? I feel like her tune would change real quick.
Hi, what were you thinking?
Oh, my God. This situation makes me so upset. Like, she needs to put herself in, like, that lady's shoes. What would she do?
Yeah, true. Thank you so much. And hello.
Hey, I know the bride, and we can have her call into the show if you'd like.
You know what? If you actually know her and you're involved in this little triangle, I'd be curious to hear from her and just what she thinks of this whole thing.
Yeah, I got a wedding invitation, so.
Yeah, no, certainly. If you want to just through Facebook or email, figure that out with us, and I would love to hear what she has to say.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Things I have no interest in. Talking to Allie again. Things I would have a lot of interest in. Playing everything Allie said to Kyle's fiance. That actually piques my interest quite a bit. Maybe to be continued after all. Or some more of those texts.
It's women like that that give everyone a bad name. He was on the phone a little too long for an engaged man. Can this woman hear herself? She is judging him and she is the reason he is on the phone. Maybe he was trying to get off the phone and he was just being polite. Somebody else says, I think she knows she was rejected, but she is so arrogant that she won't admit it. It sounds like she is entitled to him. Sad.
Well, if you missed any of the progression of events, we got the whole thing podcasted, and we'll get this podcasted as well later on at Y94.com on the all-new Morning Playhouse page under Quick Links, Y94.com. La La La, Naughty Boy in a few minutes, and then after that, how Jerry Seinfeld, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, is ruining your relationship.
Go! The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I like that.
You guys are the best.
Y94.